Diamond Aircraft Austria gets a new CEO. Tealert is back in the black and looking for investment. And a Sikorsky was brought down by a red-tailed hawk. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. Diamond Aircraft has announced some realignment of management. CEO Christian Dries announced that Dr. Gerd Berchtold will assume the position of CEO of Diamond Aircraft Austria, responsible for design, production, and customer support. He'll report directly to Dries, as will marketing, distribution, and aircraft finance. Dries commented, quote, "This organizational change will allow me to delegate detail operations management and focus more on strategy and specific programs," unquote. Berchtold joins Diamond from Premium Aerotech, an EADS subsidiary. For the last 7 years, he was responsible for the production of commercial aircraft sections in Augsburg, where he played a major role in establishing composite technology. He was previously with EADS Military, where he ultimately headed the Structural and Equipment Development Department for commercial and military aircraft. Berchtold is also an active pilot. Tealert, the one-time supplier of aerodiesel engines to Diamond, is officially looking for a buyer. Bruno M. Kubler, who's been the insolvency administrator for the troubled company since 2008, says Tealert is now profitable and well-positioned to rebound with the coming improvement in the economy. Quote, "The acquisition of Tealert would give any potential investor the opportunity to access the market immediately with a highly innovative and profitable company, and with the prospect of capturing a rising market share of the aircraft engine sector in the long term. Aviation experts are unanimous that the proportion of diesel kerosene engines is set to rise globally in general aviation. The prospect of this kind of market development makes the acquisition of Tealert exceptionally attractive for investors," unquote. Tealert says it's been in the black since the beginning of 2009, and that the company's Centurion engines are used both in civil aviation as well as in the UAV market. A helicopter accident in Louisiana in 2009, which fatally injured 8 people, was caused by a red-tailed hawk striking the windshield of the Sikorsky S-76C++ helicopter. The NTSB probable cause report finds that the impact caused both throttles to be pushed to flight idle and that the crew did not have sufficient time to react and recover before they hit terrain. This particular helicopter has overhead engine control levers. Maintenance records indicate that the operator, PHI, replaced the original laminated glass windshields delivered on the helicopter with aftermarket cast acrylic about 2 years before the accident. The aftermarket windshields provided a weight savings, but after the accident, Sikorsky issued a safety advisory cautioning that acrylics, whether they're cast or stretched, reduce safety compared to the original laminated glass. NTSB found that following this accident, PHI is replacing all the windshields in its S-76 helicopters with windshields that meet European bird strike standards. In 1978, when the S-76 was certified, there were no bird strike requirements. In 1997, when the aftermarket acrylic windshields got their STC, the FAA did not require bird strike testing. There are standards now, but based on a bird weighing 1 kilogram or 2.2 pounds, the average weight of the female red-tailed hawk that took down this S-76 is 2.4 pounds. Up next on ANN, Qantas has its A380s flying again, but not over the Pacific. The Dreamliner's first buyer is getting antsy, and biofuel is breaking through to scheduled airline flights. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Qantas Airways put its Rolls-Royce-powered Airbus A380s back into service Saturday, but not on long overwater routes. The airline is still concerned that the higher power settings and duty cycles involved in a trans-Pacific flight would be pushing its luck. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce said in an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Company that it was absolutely clear that nothing Qantas did caused the uncontained failure of an engine shortly after takeoff from Singapore, November 4th. That plane landed safely back in Singapore. Quote, "It was an engine that didn't perform to the parameters that we would have expected," unquote. Joyce did not say when the A380s would resume flights between Australia and L.A. All Nippon Airways CEO Shinichiro Ito says his airline is pushing Boeing for a new delivery schedule for the long-delayed 787 Dreamliner. A fire in an electrical panel of a test aircraft forced a halt to flight testing. Ito said the airline was also insisting on a detailed cause of the irregularities, according to AFP News. ANA was scheduled to receive its first Dreamliner 2 years ago, but Boeing recently revised its first deliveries into 2011, and that was before the issue with the electrical panel came up. ANA has had to restructure its plans to retire older aircraft as the delivery date continues to slip, but Ito says he has no regrets about placing a large order for the 787. There have been lots of preliminary biofuel test flights making news in the past year, but finally someone's launching scheduled commercial passenger flights using biofuel in the first half of 2011. It's Lufthansa, which will fly daily starting in April between Hamburg and Frankfurt using an Airbus A321 powered by International Aero engines. The flights will be made burning 50% hydrotreated vegetable oil. The biofuel is being provided by Finland's Neste Oil under a long-term agreement with Lufthansa, using only sustainable feedstock sources that don't compete for food, water, nor land. A recession is a great time to go shopping if you have some cash. LAN Airlines says it signed a definitive purchase agreement for the acquisition of 98.942% of the outstanding shares of the Colombian airline Aries. LAN will pay $12 million in cash and assume net liabilities of about $100 million, which will include $18 million in bank debt. The airline says the transaction will provide the opportunity for an affiliate of LAN to participate in the Colombian passenger market, one of the largest in South America. LAN says the integration process may involve certain operational changes, such as itinerary modifications and efficiency improvements. Still ahead, an airline CEO says Boeing's dropped ball has him thinking Airbus. The search for Flight 447's recorders will resume. And TSA hired a suicidal stalker, but didn't violate agency policy. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The CEO of Qatar Airways says delays in Boeing's Dreamliner and questions about the Pratt & Whitney engines being developed for the Bombardier C-Series have him leaning toward Airbus as the airline looks at rapid growth in coming years. With the 787 already 3 years behind schedule and added uncertainty following an electrical fire aboard a flight test aircraft, Qatar Airways CEO Akbar El-Bakr said during a recent news conference that Boeing had very clearly failed in the development of the Dreamliner. But, he says, if Airbus winds up delaying the A350XWB, Boeing would still have time to recover. Reuters reports that in 2006, El-Bakr had been critical of Airbus for delays in its A380 program, but that he's now considering adding to the 5 super jumbo jets the airline currently has on order. He said the recent Trent 900 engine issue would not affect the decision on which engine Qatar would order for its A380s. The French Transportation Ministry says it will resume the search for the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from Air France Flight 447, which went down in the Atlantic Ocean June 1st of 2009. Officials say they'll begin the fourth phase of the search in February of next year. Finding the so-called black boxes would potentially give government officials and Airbus a much better insight into what happened when the A330 went down during a flight from Rio to Paris. All 228 people on board perished. Reuters reports the probe is still centering around possible icing over the airplane's speed sensors. Telemetry from the plane gave inconsistent airspeed readings just before contact was lost. AFP News reports Air France has told a judge looking into the accident that it is not responsible for the loss of the airplane. A memo from the airline implicates Airbus and Thales, the company that made the airspeed sensors. The FAA, EASA, and other civil aviation authorities have since required that those sensors be replaced. And finally today, a TSA security employee who's been charged with the abduction and sexual assault of a woman in Atlanta had previously been convicted of misdemeanor harassment and stalking. He'd also been hospitalized for attempting suicide following the attack. The worker, identified by TV station WSB in Atlanta as Randall King, allegedly offered the woman a ride home from the airport last week, but instead drove her to a light rail station where he restrained her with a pair of novelty handcuffs, sexually assaulted her, handed her a suicide note, and gave her his car. The station reports King had been charged with 9 counts of harassment and stalking by communication in Clinton County, Pennsylvania in January of 2001. He was jailed for 3 months for missing a court date. Misdemeanor stalking and harassment are not disqualifying offenses for federal employment, so King's hiring did not violate any TSA policies. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the first part of Jim Campbell's conversation with new EAA President Rod Hightower. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.